I was assigned to the 1st Infantry Division. Our squad leader was Sergeant Stamborski. He was an old man, 36. We were 18, 19 years of age. He was a father to us. And in Normandy, a German 88 split his back open and he nearly died. And he went to England to recuperate. And after there, I think he was there about 2 months. At the end of that recuperation period, the surgeon said to him, "Sarge, you can go home now. You've seen enough war." He'd been through Africa and Sicily. And you know what he said? He said, "No, I want to go back to my outfit." And we were in the first rest period that we'd had since D-Day. And we were in this little farmhouse. And the guy comes running up the road and said, "Stamborski." And we couldn't believe it, that he'd come back. And we said, "You're crazy. What did you come back for?" And he said, "Because I knew you guys couldn't win the war without me." But it was unbelievable, the power of the Battle of the Bulge. I mean, I think we lost 700,000 men. I'm not sure of the exact number, but we all went back into combat. And Christmas Eve, Sergeant Stamborski stepped on a mine and was killed. I'll never forget that Christmas Eve. Every Christmas Eve, I think of him, what he meant to us, what he contributed. On Christmas Eve, we were in this old barn. We went into this barn to get away from the artillery and everything else. It was pretty tough. And then we saw the boxcars with all the dead piled inside. And then beyond there, we saw a barbed wire with these emaciated characters hanging onto them. Beyond that were piles and piles of dead Jews and gypsies. And we felt that it was our duty to do something. So we went into the town and we made all the townspeople come in, and especially the men, to dig the pits. They dug the pits. Then we had others come in and put the dead bodies, men, women, children, onto those trucks or those wagons. And we were just sitting there very depressed. And I remember one buddy said, "Some Christmas." And another one said, "You think Santa Claus will find us here?" And then one of them turned to me and said, "Hey, Pete, your dad's a preacher. Give us something for Christmas." And Dad always had us memorize chapters of the Bible. So I was able to give them Luke 2. I won't do the whole thing, but it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria, and all went to be taxed. And then I go on with Joseph and the birth of Jesus. It is hard to describe the character of our American soldiers. We came from nothing, had nothing, but if we wanted something, we had to get it. And it was a wonderful, wonderful army. And I think every young person today should know. But it bothers me that in the history books, you see these half pages talking about the Second World War. It should be pages and pages and chapters about what this country did, what our people did, what our soldiers did in the Pacific, in Africa, in Sicily. They saved the world, no question about it. And yet, you don't hear a thing about it. Schools eliminate it. And that's one reason I am so active in the Holocaust Museum here in Naples, Washington, D.C. They've called Washington, called immediately when we came back from the war, because they said people were going to say it didn't happen. So all of us who saw it and was there, we went to the Washington and recorded it, what we saw, what happened. And then I got involved in Miami. And as much as I can get involved, I will, because I think the world should continue to know what man is capable of. The hatred, evil, is what it is. And we should be up ready to stand up against it.